Hi everyone, it's Robert Sanzalone on July the 23rd, 2009, here in Nagoya, Japan, midsummer. A sunny day, well, sunny, it's got some cloud, but certainly better than it was for the eclipse a couple of days ago. And it feels like it, yesterday. And so it's definitely on the hotter side. We've got the usual humidity going on here in Nagoya, Japan for a usual midsummer over here on this side of the planet. Let's see what's been going on lately. Well, first of all, I had a really, really great conversation over Skype with a friend of mine who I haven't seen in, oh my goodness, almost 10 years. So it was great to catch up with Wayne. He and I did some corporate training together all those years ago. And so it was really, really great to be able to talk to him. And I talked to him over Skype using the iPhone. And wow, it was just fabulous to see all the things that we've been doing over the last 10 years. And I think that that's one of the better things about social media and the ability to catch up with people that you want to catch up with and be able to just connect with them or call them and be able to say hi. Just wanted to see how you were doing. I think that's the very best reason for having social media is the human contact, the human element of it, not just geeky toys and geeky services for the sake of geekiness to say, oh, wow, isn't this cool that you can do this? So that was really great to be able to talk to Wayne. Another thing that I've been playing around with and experimenting with over the last few days has been the push technology that has come out with the iPhone. Now, the iPhone 3 upgrade I'm on 3G to 3.0, and of course this would be standard on the 3GS iPhones. It has the ability now is to have push, which for those who this sounds very geeky is the ability to have an instant message pop up on your phone. Now some people who communicate with their phones a lot saying, oh my goodness, this is just another thing to bother me with it, but actually it's really something that works very well. People who live in Japan are very used to push technology, particularly with their email, and so when people send email to each other, it's instantaneous, which is all part of the push technology, and that's something that is very used to, and it's by most people. So when they go to other systems where you have to fetch your email or have to do some sort of manual way of scooping it up, it seems almost prehistoric compared to the ability with most Japanese phones to just be able to instantly get the notification that someone sent you an email. So sort of take that mentality and put it with any other kind of service, say for example if you are using Twitter, and to be able to know immediately when someone has direct messaged you, or if there's a mention of you on a Twitter stream, to be able to instantly get that. And again, I don't think it's something that would bother any usual user of Twitter. I think that this would, of course, be anybody except for, say, personalities or politicians like Obama and that sort of thing. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't be able to use a service like that. But I think for the standard, usual person who has their own loop of friends and colleagues that they communicate with Twitter, it actually works really well. So if you're on the iPhone and you've got the capability of actually getting an app with push capabilities, play around with it. I think you'll be really quite impressed. And if you're on another device and you've got that push capability, you probably already know how effective that is. So there's a couple of things that have happened over the last couple of days, and hope everything is going well on your side of the world. This is Robert Sanzalone in Nagoya, Japan.